Welcome into Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas with you here on this Monday evening and kicking off our program talking boys cross country. We're talking with the cross country coach of the Webster City Lynx, Derek Turner, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Of course, thanks for having me.
So as we take a look, your team, I would say, is off to a pretty strong start here as we're getting close to the halfway point of the regular season. You've got a pretty solid top five here for your unit that scores, you know, meet in, meet out. At the top, you have your athletes such as Justin Callahan, Gabe Thuma, Aiden Wardell as a freshman has really stepped up, Jack Barner, Caleb Drager have really been a consistent top five for your club here so far this year. And when you look at the improvements that top five has made here from really even the start of the season back in August, what has stood out to you about what they have been able to do in a meet-in, meet-out basis?
I'm just really happy with kind of where we're at the time. Obviously, we have goals of, you know, performing well at conference and district meets down the line, but we have, you know, Justin's a senior, Jack's a senior, Gabe's a senior, and like you said, Aiden Wardell has played a huge part in our success so far this year. But again, we really don't have the number one hammer that some teams have that's, you know, going to be top five in each race or, you know, top three. We don't have that, so we're going to have to kind of use a pack mentality, you know, kind of have Justin or Aiden pull us, you know, the top five along and hopefully kind of put ourselves in a position where, you know, we might not be, you know, the top finisher or have a top finisher in the race, but we're going to score well because our guys are so, you know, packed tightly together.
And you mentioned, you know, you talk about having to have a little bit more of a pack mentality when it comes to your team, like you said, not having that hammer. But your number one still is pretty solid so far in Justin Callahan. Obviously, we've seen his progression get better and better throughout his career. Now, as a senior, you know, running a, you know, 17:42 5K here early in the year is a pretty good starting point to before you get into the second half of the season where you start to see the times really drop with the cooler temperatures and the better running weather and whatnot. But just when you look at Justin in particular, his progression here, especially throughout his career, you know, what are some things that have really stood out about how his progression has continued to carry on at such a pretty good clip as well?
You know, I don't think you'll find a kid that works harder than Justin. I mean, he runs pretty much year round. He lifts the football team before school. He works his butt off, and on days where we have an alternative workout with swimming or biking, he does a run on his own in the morning or another time during the day, so he never misses anything, you know. And he just works so hard, and sometimes he's got to tell him to, you know, take a step back and let himself rest, but it's so hard for him because, you know, his expectations for himself and our team are so high that he wants to do the whatever he can to kind of get there. And so, yeah, he's run, you know, 17:40 or so at Waverly, Ballard, you know, everyone had a poor meet. It was like 90, you know, over 90 feels like, so no one had good times there, but Mason City tomorrow, you know, Justin and boys team and the girls team, we should have some really, really good times with it being a little bit cooler and probably the flattest course you'll ever see. I mean, it's basically, you know, flat as a football field pretty much.
Yeah, and that segues into that schedule coming up. You've got the Mason City invite tomorrow. You kind of gave us a preview about that. You followed that up with the meet coming up next week. That's the Algona meet at River Road Golf Club on the 29th. And then just a couple more meets after that and conference coming up on October 14th. So, you know, the calendar getting a little shorter here before postseason rolls around for your cross-country unit. And just when you look at the meets coming up, well, what are some things that you are maybe you are focusing on in particular with these next couple meets coming up with, like I said, with postseason right around the corner?
I'd say, you know, obviously have everyone improve. I mean, that's a kind of a generic answer. But on the boys' side, we got to have, you know, we have a pretty solid top four that are pretty consistent. We need that fifth guy, whoever that is. I mean, we have the luxury of having, you know, I'm running 10 varsity guys tomorrow. So, I mean, we're kind of all mixed up. We have a lot of guys competing for that last, you know, 5, 6, 7 spot on the varsity roster. So, you know, trying to figure out who's that going to be and can they, you know, push up to that fourth, you know, that fourth runner so that way our grouping's a little bit tighter. And on the girls' side, you know, Izzy Grossman's kind of led the way from the get-go, and I'm sure that'll probably continue throughout the rest of the year. But we have a lot of good girls in the girls' side as well. You know, a lot of girls run around 25 minutes or so, 26 minutes, and we haven't had that in a very long time. So I'm just, again, so happy with, you know, having the luxury of having, you know, more enough girls to run a varsity team. Because, you know, there's been years where we've had three or four girls, and now we're up to, I think, 13 or 14. So it's really good to have all these kids out this year. It's the biggest team overall that we've had in many years. So just happy to have everyone out, and, again, look forward to improving throughout the rest of the year.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck at the Riverhawk invite on Tuesday night.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much.
That was Derek Turner, the head cross country coach of the Webster City Lynx, here in our Coach Speak program. Back with more after this here on 95.7 FM.